From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Democrats in the state of South Carolina went to the polls Saturday to choose who they want as their party's nominee for president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is following the story.
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. That advantage could also pay off in upcoming Super Tuesday primaries in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia, all of which have large black populations. Speaking to supporters in Minnesota, rival Bernie Sanders vowed to fight on in the Super Tuesday contests when 11 states hold Democratic primaries or caucuses. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul, killing at least 12, wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Zahi Mujahid told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombings, killing 23 army officers, wounding many others. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possible deployment of U.S. military advisors to the region. Nigeria struggled for 7 years in trying to stop deadly raids by Boko Haram. This is VOA News.